With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. I am very excited about this show. First, I have Michelle Hopkins. She is a teen advocate for rare disease awareness, MPS especially, which has affected her and some people that she loves dearly. After we talk to Michelle, we're going to have another edition of Cora's Corner, and she will have a special guest, Kennedy Gobble. So I'm looking forward to that as she reads a book by Carissa Lovern, and it's called Seeds for Sharing. Right now, as I mentioned, I have Michelle Hopkins on the line. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Michelle.
Hi, nice to be back.
Always glad to have you, Michelle. What have you been doing lately?
Currently finishing up my senior year. That's going to end in about 3 months. That's basically it so far.
Well, that should keep you busy. I know senior year can be exciting with all the different activities and things that you're trying to do to wind down your school career. How's the school year been for you?
Pretty easy, difficult sometimes, but all in all, it's pretty good.
Excellent. Now, if you were to share with people some things about you, with listeners, what is it that you would like to share with them?
Well, I loved spending time singing, watching my favorite show. I like building Legos if I have one, especially really big ones, not really counting on what the theme is, but that's what I mostly take up most of my time.
Something that's interesting, Michelle, and we've talked about it before, is your brother Christopher. And he's a very special young man to you. And actually, he's in Alabama for college right now, right?
He's at the University of Auburn.
Yes, Auburn University. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, why is your brother Christopher your hero, Michelle?
Well, in the song, "He'd Do Anything for Me," that's mostly about Christopher because he's willing to help me whenever I need his help. He's there for me when I need support. I'm really grateful to have him.
Well, and I know you're a young lady who likes to be independent and do as much as possible, but you've had the support of your family throughout, haven't you?
Yeah, they're big help. My family is also like my team, always there to support me.
Well, and we certainly know about your friendship with Catherine the Grape and the music that Catherine Cloward has put out, and she's been a big part of your music and the journey you have taken to bring awareness to rare diseases.
Yeah, she's been a big help, helping me get my album out in the year 2020. It was interesting with how COVID kind of interrupted it, but we managed it to get it down.
That's right. Well, how did you find Catherine? How did that relationship start?
Well, about 4 years ago, in 2018, the beginning of the year, my mom was helping organize entertainment for the MPS Family Conference that was going to be in San Diego that year. And mom's like, "I need entertainment." So one of my mom's friends contacted Catherine, and Catherine just jumped right in, and she's like, "What's the theme?" So mom responded saying it's heroes, and Catherine's like, "Oh, I want to create a song and see how far this goes." And she heard my voice. She's like, "Oh, you're going to be the lead singer." And then the song "We Are Heroes" came about. Then after that, she's like, "Do you want to create your own album?" And I just responded with, "Okay." And that's how the story went.
Excellent. When it comes to rare diseases, Michelle, and I don't know if you've ever asked your parents, but a lot of people that learn about rare diseases, unfortunately, they learn about them when they have a loved one who is diagnosed. And a lot of times when I talk to people, I'll say, "Did you know about this particular disease before the person you love had it?" And most of the time they'll say, "I had never heard of it." Do you know if that was the situation with your parents? Had they ever heard of MPS before you were born?
No, it was kind of a shock to them. And ever since we've found out about MPS, my parents have definitely helped. I believe that they definitely helped support the MPS Society as much as they can.
Well, and something that's very special that comes out of this sometimes, and I've seen it through the show, is that a lot of these parents who had no earthly idea what this disease was prior to the child that was born to them, they become major advocates for that specific disease. And a lot of them will go and help different organizations and foundations and help spread the word and bring awareness and highlight these issues. And I know that you and your parents and Christopher and Catherine have all brought awareness to rare diseases and MPS.
Yeah. We've supported as much as we can to the MPS Society, helped get the word out on letting people know, be aware that there's rare diseases that are trying to find a cure, but for now, treatments to help better rare diseases patients' lives.
When did you first hear about the MPS Society, Michelle?
I know my mom and dad went to the first family conference maybe when I was 2 or 3. I can't exactly remember, but I think it was when I was 2 or 3, so almost 12 years now.
Wow. In those... Go ahead.
Long math. Sorry, I just did the math wrong. It was 16 years.
Sure. Well, and over these past years that you have been involved with MPS, what is it about the organization that makes it special for you?
It's special to reconnect with everybody that we haven't seen and every year, but now it's going to be over a year. We haven't had like a in-person family conference in about 2 or 3 years. So this one's going to be really special, I think.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And we know another special day is coming up, February the 28th, which is Rare Disease Day. And that's one of the reasons that the main reason that Catherine reached out to me about you coming on the show was to bring awareness to February 28th. Is there anything on February 28th in particular that you're going to be doing to bring awareness to rare diseases?
I'll maybe post on my Instagram at Michelle Hopkins Rare about Rare Disease Day.
Well, and you can share this show too, can't you?
Yeah, and your show.
That'll bring awareness. I tell you, it's great to be able to highlight these issues because there are people out there right now, Michelle, and you know this, that are struggling with a rare disease, and it's called rare, but we know that 1 in 10 is affected by a rare disease, and sadly, as far as cures go, there's not many for those rare diseases.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Well, we've got to find a cure, and I hope that today's show is bringing awareness, and I hope you'll stick with me, Michelle, because we'll go into a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this song, Have Hope, and I want people to find hope. I want them to have hope like you're hoping through this song, and I hope that it's an encouragement to them, and if you'll stick with me, we'll come right back, okay, Michelle?
Okay, I'll be right here.
All right, folks, you are listening to Michelle Hopkins on The Mark White Show, and we'll be right back. Something good
today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. He finishes up early, so he
away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have a very special guest, a return guest, Michelle Hopkins. Now, Michelle Hopkins is bringing awareness to rare diseases. She is affected and she lives with MPS. I'm very interested in bringing awareness to these rare diseases because they're not so rare, as we mentioned at the end of the first segment. And it's important that the families who are dealing with rare diseases know that there are people out there who care, and you don't have to have someone that you are close to have a rare disease to care about other people. And I just simply want us to think about, what if it was someone you love? What if it was someone affected that is very close to you? What would you do? Would you ignore it? No, you wouldn't. You would pay attention to it. And so I want you to put yourself in the shoes of families that are going through rare diseases and just think about, what can I do to make a difference? What can I do to help? Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Michelle Hopkins.
Yeah, hi. I'm back.
Excellent. And you have a song called Have Hope, and I wanted to use this segment to give you an opportunity to share about this song. And I just wanted to know, how did the idea originate?
Well, my album, Have Hope, is basically a story of my life that I've had to was through. It's basically my own personal little journal for now, but the song Have Hope is whatever goals you face in life, always know there's hope at the end of a tunnel. To know that you have everybody behind you, no matter what, just know you're supported in any challenges.
When it comes to rare diseases, Michelle, there are a lot of people out there living with rare diseases, and they need hope. And we're talking about over 300 million people worldwide, and it's pretty common. And all of these people need to have hope as they live day to day with these rare diseases.
Yeah, it's really challenging. In my life, I've had some challenges that I had to overcome. And so there were some obstacles, and I'm still working on it, working over my obstacles. And it's like all these MPS patients have to do surgeries to have a better quality of life. And that's basically what Have Hope is about, making sure people with rare diseases feel supported no matter what.
Since we have people who might be listening who are living with rare diseases, and maybe some of your challenges are their challenges and they don't know, they think, I'm the only one who has to live with this, what challenges would you share that you have gone through, Michelle, that might encourage someone out there today?
Well, I had a surgery about 7 years ago, where I had it was a spinal decompression surgery, and one thing went wrong, and that was they bruised my spinal cord, and I was paralyzed from the neck down. And so over the 7 years, I had to work the courage and persevere to walk again. I use a walker, but I'm trying little by little to walk on my own as much as I possibly can.
Now, what is it about you, Michelle, that gave you the courage, the strength to come back like that when a person is paralyzed and you think, okay, I can lay here and I can do nothing. I can feel bad about myself and how awful this life is, or I can sit up and I can try to do something about it. What is it about you that allowed you to sit up and take those steps?
When I was in the hospital at the time, I had a lot of get well soon cards. I had a lot of family visiting me, giving me stuffed animals to support me. I think it was the encouragement around me, seeing how much people appreciated and wanted to see me get better, to accomplish moving on and move.
Exactly. And I think some of those experiences, Michelle, that you've had have not only empowered you, but it's also made you want to empower others and help them find the strength. And of course, that goes back to the song Have Hope, as you not only are trying to make yourself better and stronger, you're trying to help others. And of course, when you do that, it creates a community of people who are empowered and strong and motivated to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, to always know that you can overcome any obstacle, as just think it's just a goal you need to overcome.
That's exactly right. Now, as you move forward, and I let people listen to Have Hope at the start of the show, and we're going to close it out with Have Hope as well, what is it that you want people to gain from the song, the message that you want people young and old and all people in between to understand about this song and to take with them as they listen?
In the chorus, have hope, believe in you. Have hope, you can make it through. Those really speak to me in the song, because you have to believe in yourself to know that you can overcome anything. Just put your mind to it.
Michelle, you're a champion, girl.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You sing great. I'm glad that you found your friendship with Catherine. I appreciate your parents deciding when you were very young to go to an MPS Society meeting to try to help you. Man, I appreciate the work of Terry Klein and the MPS organization. And I know that you have been a big part as you've taken the challenges that you've had and the journey that you've had to try to help others who are up and coming, because we have some little people out there, some young people. We're talking about very young children who need support from people like yourself, Michelle.
Yeah, everybody always needs a hand to lean on.
Exactly. Well, you're always welcome on the Mark White Show. You know that, Michelle, and I certainly appreciate you joining me today to share about Have Hope and share about some of your own personal experiences with MPS and rare diseases, because we want those people to know, every person that's affected by a rare disease, that the Mark White Show, Michelle Hopkins, Catherine Cloward, also known as Catherine the Grape, and the MPS Society are here to try to support families and encourage them and be there to try to take their hand and walk with them on this journey.
Yep, always know there's somebody by your side.
I love it. Thank you, Michelle Hopkins, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're most welcome. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have another edition of Cora's Corner, and she's going to have a special guest, Kennedy Gobble, as Cora reads Seeds for Sharing from Carissa Lovern. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner. Today, Cora White has a special guest, Kennedy Gobble, as Cora reads Seeds for Sharing, written by Carissa Lovern and illustrated by Joshua Wichterich. And now, here's Cora White and Kennedy Gobble on Cora's Corner.
Welcome to Cora's Corner, Kennedy.
Welcome to Cora's Corner. Thank you, Cora.
Would you like to hear Seeds for Sharing today?
I would.
All right, here we go.
Seeds for Sharing. For my daughters, Isabel and Ella, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your magical world. Always remember, when faced with life's trials, let your love, faith, and kindness shine through. It was a dreary March day when the school was shut down. The girls were sad without their friends around. Their mama wiped big tears from their eyes and said, "I know something that will pass the time." Mama pulled out the potting soil tray and seeds and said, "Let's get to work. Let's meet some needs." The girls spent all day sowing seeds in the sun. Who knew that gardening could be so much fun? Each day the girls watered and sang to their plants until it was time to move them to the fence. Up came the weeds and out came the hoe. The girls were ready to see their plants grow. They watched the blooms open and touched their bright flowers. The girls prayed for sun and warm summer showers. To find out how Seeds for Sharing ends, go to truthbooks.com or Amazon.
Thank you for joining us today, Kennedy. Did you have fun?
I had lots of fun.
We appreciate this episode of Cora's Corner, and we appreciate special guest Kennedy Gobble for joining Cora this morning. Again, to hear the finish of Seeds for Sharing, you can go to truthbooks.com or Amazon. Seeds for Sharing is written by Carissa Lovern and illustrated by Joshua Wichterich. We also appreciate Michelle Hopkins joining us on the show to bring awareness to Rare Disease Day coming up February the 28th. I hope that you will find a way to make a difference in the lives of those who are affected by rare diseases. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.